A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. The one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing, and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The Word of the Lord. Today is the Feast of St. Lawrence. Remember him? In the early church, he was a deacon, and he was asked to show officials of the day the wealth of the church. And he took them and showed them the poor, the sick, and the needy. And for this, he lost his life. That happened a long time ago. Now, one of our sisters here in Auckland has embarked now on a long course of chemotherapy for cancer. And one day last week, I was telling a priest in our parish who had just come back home after sabbatical overseas, and he was catching up on the news. I said that she had the cancer and was starting chemotherapy. And his reply spontaneously, he said, "Ah, Sister Maureen, she has been a channel of grace for so many. She's been so tireless in helping those in need." And then I added, "and always a cheerful giver at the same time." Later on that day, in the evening, I was at a meeting and met a woman whom I'd known many years ago when she was a young lawyer handling a very tricky case that had made national headlines. The men next door to where I lived at that time had given accommodation to an asylum seeker, and the case was not plain sailing. And last week, she thanked me profusely for having been there at the time. She said my presence had given her great security, had given her confidence that all would be well. And it was well, as it turned out, in the long term. Now, I was stunned. As in reality, I would say I'd done nothing at all. And perhaps this is what we're celebrating in the year of consecrated life that Pope Francis has called for. We're called to be there where there's trouble. We're called to be there serving the poor, the needy, as Sister Maureen has done, and as St. Paul has called us to be a cheerful giver. And this is what we're all called forth to do, to be a cheerful giver, just as St. Lawrence did in his day, and St. Paul did and wrote about 2,000 years ago.